Amen, amen. Well, you know, I know that I have spoken before on how my feeling is about holidays and Christmas and how people esteem that day higher than the others when every day is given of the Lord. And thank you, Aaron. And so tonight the message is I titled Happy Friday, because this seems to be a repetitive theme in my life every day. I am at the front desk at work. I cover for the receptionist from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. when she gets there. So I greet everybody as they come in. And on Friday, it never fails, at least one person, and most times almost everybody, that walks through the door, that's their words. Happy Friday! Yeah, exactly. It makes my skin crawl. Happy Friday. So, I thought, you know what? For some reason, this keeps coming up in my life. Maybe it's something that I need to study about. Maybe it's something that I need to pray about so that I can preach about it. And maybe through giving a message to everyone that is here, that is listening, maybe through me speaking on this microphone tonight about my feelings and how this day is handled by a lot of the world, maybe it would help me come to terms with it, the way other people think. So, I knew immediately when this was put on my heart where to find the scriptures, where to go, how to find them, and how to gather together this word so that it would speak unto our hearts tonight. So, we read in Romans chapter 14, starting at verse 1, Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. Can't talk. He who is weak, receive thee, is the reason I wrote that scripture down. We jump down to verse 5. This is where the scripture stuck in my head for this message. Romans chapter 14, verse 5 says, One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Verse 6 says, He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. Now, that's King James Version. I want to read it to you again in NASB. It's a little plainer and maybe a little easier for you to understand, except for Amber that just got touched by the Holy Spirit. In NASB, it reads, One person regards one day above another, another regards every day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it for the Lord, and he who eats does so for the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. There is nothing wrong with choosing to regard one day over another. I choose not to do that, or at least I try not to. Other people choose to do that. But the part that bothers me is when I say, yeah, just another day, they say, oh, no, it's not. Well, you're right. Oh, no, it's not just another day. But it is another day given by the Lord, and that's what's to be praised. Not the fact that it's Friday. And if I say that to them, they always come back with, but we get 2 days off. And I said, that's location. That's location. Anybody in this room that is above 3 foot tall, 4 foot tall, 5 foot tall, how tall is Ethan? Okay? Any of us that have younger people under us, and adults, we know that a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday, when Friday hits at 5 o'clock, all that is location. The whistle blows on that job. Beth, does your job end at 5 o'clock on Friday? I know mine certainly doesn't. Aaron, does yours? Amber? No? Right. It's location, people. Location. The Word of God says that if you don't eat, you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. I'm sorry. If I'm called to work 24/7, you know, minus the 8 for sleeping. Okay, so that's not really 24/7. What is that? 16? 16/7, 365? So be it. Am I going to complain? No. I'm going to praise God because God has given me the ability to work. Praise the Lord. He's given me a place to go Monday through Friday so that I can earn an income, so that I can support my household, and I can support God's house. Praise God for that. Praise God for the abilities He gives me that I can come in here on Saturday. Now, do I work 8 hours in the sanctuary on Saturday? I have. Do I always? No. But that's because of the blessings He gives. Why don't I? Because usually I'm at home doing laundry or cleaning the house. Cleaning a house that God's provided. Again, a blessing. I am blessed abundantly in my life. There are things in my life that still need improvement. There are things in my life that still bring sorrow to my day. That's not going to end. But I know it's because of those things I'm being molded into a better person so that I can enjoy my rewarding in heaven one day, in eternity. So I choose to not esteem one day higher than the next. Now, obviously, other people do. Are they wrong? Not according to the scripture I just read. Am I wrong? Not according to the scripture I just read. Where it becomes wrong is if the very last part of verse 6, he gives thanks to God. If you don't give your thanks to the Lord for the blessings in your life and for the day, that's where you're wrong. Like I said, at Christmas time, it bothers me that people put Christmas higher than any other day. If they don't give thanks to the Lord any other day throughout the year, why do they do it on Christmas? That goes against the Word of God. So you can see, I want you to have knowledge. I want you to be able to say that if someone says Happy Friday to you and you say it's just another day, you could come back to them and say Romans 14, 5, and 6. Read it. Because are you right and I'm wrong? No. Am I right and you're wrong? No. Not at all. But in verse 6, it does say, for he gives thanks to God. Now, this chapter of Romans also talks about eating meat. Because the rest of verse 6 that I didn't, well, in King James Version, it says, he that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. You see, NASB reads a little differently. But verse 7 says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. We're God's. Whether we eat, whether we drink, whether we sleep, whether we're awake, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're the Lord's. The days are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Now, what is also referred to as the dead? Can anybody think off the top of their head? What else does God refer to as the dead? Those that are living in sin, right? They are dead. They're dead to sin. or they're dead in sin. They're not alive. They're not spiritually awakened. Verse 10 says, but why doest thou judge thy brother? Why doest thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. This is where it gets me, this chapter, and this whole issue of esteeming one day higher than the next. Because it comes down to judgment. They don't like to hear that you don't recognize Friday as a great day. Because why? Because they're judging you. But if we say to them, Friday's no different than any other day, then it's we're judging them. There's that judgment in there. But listen to what the Word of God says. In chapter 14 of Romans at verse 11, it says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow unto me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in a brother's way. For the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what's important. Is it important that it's Friday? No. Is it important that it's Monday? No. I can tell you my favorite day of the week is Sunday. Is it important? Well, it's the one day a week that's mentioned in the Word of God, right? So if any day should be esteemed higher than the other, why not that day? Amen. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things that make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. The biggest point that I would like to make to tonight, the biggest point that Romans 14 makes, in my opinion, is that whether we choose to make one day, to value one day higher than another, it makes no difference. Every day is given by the Lord. Every day should be valued as such. Psalms, and this is your rebuttal for anybody that does that. Psalms 118, verse 24 says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody that's a Christian should know that verse. This is a day that the Lord hath made. You might not remember that it's Psalms 118, verse 24. But you will remember that this is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us, when people say it differently, let us be glad and rejoice in it. Whether you regard each day the same or whether you regard each day differently, we have no right to judge our brother. As I read in verse 10. We shall all stand before the Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Every one of us shall give an account to the Lord. And we must be fully persuaded in our own mind. I've talked about this before. How important it is to know what you know and know why you know it. Know what you believe, what you believe, but know why you believe that way. To be persuaded means to be convinced. In your own mind, you must be convinced or persuaded whether or not to favor one day above the above another. It's your choice. But know why you choose that. I choose to esteem or value every day the same. Because why? Because Psalms 118:24 tells me that this is a day that the Lord hath made. There's no right or wrong. No right or wrong in either case. We are called to know what we know, and we are called to know why we know it. That's what's important. That's part of what being a Christian is about. That is part of testifying and leading others to the Lord. That's what it's about. You have to know why you know what you know. Why do you believe what you believe? Amber, why do you believe that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for you? That's fine. Know what you, it doesn't have to be a valid reason. It's your reason. Why do I feel that Christ came and died on the cross? Why? Because the Word of God tells me so. And I believe that this book is the written Word of God. That's why I believe Christ paid the penalty for my sins. But it's important to be fully convinced that your beliefs are true. You don't have to justify your actions or your beliefs to anybody. Has anybody ever told you that you were wrong because you believed it some way? Because you believed in something? Well, of course they did. But that's their opinion, and they have the right to their opinion, just like you have the right to yours. There is no right or wrong. We won't know until we get to heaven. And God might stand there and say, remember when you stood and said this? Well, you were wrong. But I give you props for standing firm in your belief. It's up to the Holy Spirit to convict us. It's up to the Holy Spirit to show us right and wrong. But every day is the Lord's, and judgment is for the Lord. Now bear with me here, because we're almost done. This is a short message, trust me. And plus, I've been talking pretty fast. Know what you know and know why you know it. Another thing that was brought to my mind today, which is the reason it's written on this bright orange paper instead of on my notes from my studies, is because this morning, one of the visitors came in, filled out the log book, and he said, like this weather we're having? I said, sure I do. Oh, great day, I think he said. Great day. Great day, isn't it? And I said, it sure is. And he goes, well, this is as he was leaving, and he said, well, in 2 more days it'll be perfect. Today's Wednesday. 2 more days is what? Friday. Here we go again, right? So after he left, I grabbed a piece of paper because immediately as soon as he said that, the Lord put a thought in my head. And the thought was this. Every day given by the Lord is perfect. Every day. It's what we choose to do with it that determines what kind of day it's going to be. It's our choice. It's called free will, people. God gave it to us. Given by his mighty hand, through his grace and mercy, we have free will. How we choose to esteem one day over the next, how we choose to address the day that is before us, it's up to us. It can be a good day or it can be a bad day. It's up to us. But every day starts off being perfect. Every day. Every day. Because God gave it. The important thing is to know why you believe the things that you do and to be prepared to give an account to God when you stand before him in judgment, because that's what it's all about. So esteem every day the same or esteem every day different. There's no right or wrong. But that you give thanks to God and that you esteem the Lord is what's important. When you pray, do you surrender the day to God? It's the first thing I do. Actually, it's the second. The first thing I do is I ask him to allow me to be safe on the road because I pray while I'm driving. But the second thing I usually do is to surrender the day to the Lord. And then my prayers continue from there. But it's important. It's very important. Important enough that I chose to give you a 20-minute message on it. Because it's important for us to know the Word of God. It's important for us to lead others to God. And it's important for us to know why we believe what we believe. It's important for us to have enough of the Word within us that we can feel confident to stand up for the Lord and to stand firm in our beliefs. Make sense? So whether you esteem every day alike or one day above the next, be sure to give thanks to God and to count on Him for all things. Does anybody have any thoughts or questions? Anything to add? Ready? If all hearts and minds are clear.